Death on the Nile, A Hercule Poirot Mystery, by Agatha Christie, narrated by David Suchet.
Lynette Ridgway! That's her, said Mr. Burnaby, the landlord of the Three Crowns. He nudged his companion. The two men stared with round, bucolic eyes and slightly open mouths. A big scarlet Rolls-Royce had just stopped in front of the local post office. A girl jumped out. A girl without a hat and wearing a frock that looked, but only looked, simple. A girl with golden hair and straight autocratic features. A girl with a lovely shape. A girl such as was seldom seen in Malton Underwode. With a quick imperative step, she passed into the post office. "That's her," said Mr. Burnaby again. And he went on in a low, awed voice. "Millions she's got. Going to spend thousands on the place. Swimming pools there's going to be, and Italian gardens, and a ballroom, and half of the house pulled down and rebuilt." "She'll bring money into the town," said his friend. He was a lean, seedy-looking man. His tone was envious and grudging. Mr. Burnaby agreed. "Yes, but it's a great thing for Malton Underwood. A great thing it is." Mr. Burnaby was complacent about it. "Wake us all up proper," he added.
"Bit of a difference from Sir George," said the other.
"Ah, it was the horses did for him," said Mr. Burnaby indulgently. "Never had no luck."
"What did he get for the place?"
"Oh, a cool 60,000, so I've heard."
The lean man whistled. Mr. Burnaby went on triumphantly.
And they say she'll have spent another 60,000 before she's finished."
"Wicked," said the lean man. "Where'd she get all that money from?"
"Well, America, so I've heard. Her mother..."